I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said today that Memorial Day is going to go down as the day we turn the page on COVID-19. We'll see, especially if just wearing a mask, which the CDC recommends to stop the spread, gets too political.
Well, and as you know, Jeremy, President Trump is not wearing a mask. And as people hit the beaches over the holiday weekend, at least one unidentified maskless beachgoer in Gulf Shores, Alabama, referenced the president when speaking with CNN's Gary Tuchman.
I mean, if he's not wearing a mask, I'm not going to wear a mask. If he's not worried, I'm not worried.
The president.
Yes, sir.
So the wearing of masks has become a political statement in some places. How do we get here, and what are the potential consequences? Let's bring in NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
And as we know, the president has resisted wearing masks in public. At a Ford plant last week, he said he wore one privately, but he didn't want to give the press the satisfaction of seeing him wear one. You wrote, this is ironic coming from a president who himself changed the narrative on wearing a mask. Remind us and give us context here.
I mean, the president himself is the one who changed the narrative on all of this. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when his administration was saying that we shouldn't rush out and try to get masks because it would decline, it would hurt first responders and all of that equipment that they need to be on the front lines. And then the president, remember, came out and said that face coverings, even scarves and bandanas, could help to stop the spread. They saw what it had done in China, for example, and the administration decided to not just put out written guidance, but the president himself saying, you know, this is a good idea. And now suddenly it's become this huge political divide and almost a virtue signal for what party you belong to.
Well, and we know his own doctors, Drs. Birx and Fauci, have been saying it is proven that wearing of masks helps stem the spread of the virus. Local officials on the ground level with this pandemic, and we've seen governors who are taking a very strong pro-mask stance. Let's listen to Republican Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota. He spoke very emotionally on Friday.
If someone is wearing a mask, they're not doing it to represent what political party they're in or what candidates they support. They might be doing it because they've got a five-year-old child who's been going through cancer treatments. They might have vulnerable adults in their life who are currently have COVID and are fighting.
Domenico, speak about the disconnect between what he is saying and the president is modeling.
Yeah, you can hear the emotion in his voice there as he starts to crack up talking about this and tear up talking about this, because this really is something that shouldn't be a political divide. You know, this is something where local officials and federal officials are saying, listen to the public health experts. This is a respiratory disease. Spreading the disease happens through the air, and stopping that coming from yourself is an important thing. You have governors like Mike DeWine of Ohio saying people should wear masks if you're going to get out in public. Dr. Hahn, who runs the Food and Drug Administration, put out a tweet over the weekend saying masks are something that will protect us. This happens in close proximity. If you're within 6 feet of somebody, you're supposed to wear a mask, according to the administration. President Trump, for whatever reason, doesn't want to do it because he said doesn't want to give the media the satisfaction or pleasure of seeing him with it on, as if it's some kind of sign of weakness. But, you know, we are approaching 100,000 deaths in the next couple of days. And, you know, there's a lot that could have been done from this administration to stop the spread further than it has.
Well, there's also the potential of another surge just before the election. How does the public think about these numbers from what you're seeing?
Well, look, there's a huge split that started to grow. Republicans and Democrats see things very differently. Republicans are seeing the economy as more important than health overall, and you're seeing Democrats put more into health than the economy. And what not a lot of people are talking about is that gray area, which is how do we live with coronavirus, because there has not been a proven treatment or vaccine yet so that everybody can safely go out and do everything that we had done to go back to normal. People are thinking it's going to take at least 6 months or more, according to our polling. And you're seeing that Republicans and Democrats in new polling today from Gallup and the Knight Foundation feeling very differently about the deaths in the country. Republicans, more likely half of them, to say that the death count is overstated. You have almost three quarters of Democrats saying they think the death count is understated. So very different views on this, and starts at the top.
Well, you have a few seconds here, but you say the one thing that might convince the president to maybe change his mind is if he's convinced it will help the economy.
Well, there's an interesting argument that was made from his national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, on Meet the Press this weekend, where he said that, look, the economies are in these states are not going to be able to get back to open at full strength without wearing a mask. And he implored people to do that. If he somehow can convince the president to do that and he can translate that to his base, you might see some change.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.